Jack Beetson is a happy man.
If I had one word for this, it'd be just yippee, I reckon.
He's happy because a group of residents from Wilcannia, in the far west of New South Wales, celebrated their graduation from a unique Cuban literacy campaign last night. Mr. Beetson was the project leader behind the campaign called Yes I Can, which was run in Wilcannia for the first time in Australia over the last few months.
The main thing with it is that ownership is transferred to the community immediately. So they take ownership of it. And this community did that. Wilcannia did that, the Barkindji people did that. And so once they took ownership of it, it was theirs. It wasn't something we were bringing and imposing or doing for anybody. They took ownership of it and did it all themselves. And that's the key to successful programs, particularly around literacy or community development or anything else you're wanting to do. If you want a community to develop, then the community has to take ownership. And the sooner that can happen, the better. And with this program, we mobilise the community behind it from the very beginning. Not just locals learning from locals, but family learning from family. So they understood each other. They had an empathy with each other. They had a familiarity that you just don't get otherwise. If you bring teachers in, whether it's from Cobo or Broken Hill or anywhere else, they don't belong in the community. They're not from the community. These people knew what they'd all gone through. You know, they understood that, and I think that was a key factor in it working. I guess a generic figure might be, you know, something like 50 to 60% of Aboriginal people are functionally illiterate. Literacy is not just about learning to read and write. It's about learning to speak up for yourself, you know. It's about learning how to go and, you know, possibly defend yourself in court, speak up in court for yourself. And if you look at the data, the science around literate communities, truancy decreases almost to nothing in terms of kids, because if you have a literate adult population, they're far more likely to encourage their kids to go to school. Crime rates drop, health rates improve, all of those things have been tested. This model has been operating for 50 years around the world, this Cuban model of literacy. Wherever it's gone, those kinds of things improved across the board. So it's not just about learning to read and write. When you learn to read and write, you also learn to speak. It's a program now that we piloted to see if it could work in the Aboriginal Australian context. It has, there's no doubt about that. And I would like to see it go on into other communities. Other communities have already asked, just by hearing about it, can they try it? And that's up and down the river, even interstate. You know, people in Central Australia have been talking about the possibility of this program going into their communities, and I just think that's marvellous. And the critical part, I guess, about this program is that it encourages people to accept that literacy is a problem of the literate, not the illiterate, you know. And I just, you know, I'm an educationist, I have been for 30 years of my life, and I just firmly believe that other than giving a blind person sight, giving someone the capacity to learn to read and write is about the next best thing.
The Cuban ambassador to Australia, Pedro Monzon, was at the graduation, and he said after working to improve literacy in other places around the world, he was proud to now be a part of the Wilcannia Yes I Can project.
For us, this program is very important. It's very important to give our help to the Aboriginal communities, and we began with Wilcannia. We practiced it first in Cuba many years ago when we had a very high level of illiteracy. And we end with the illiteracy, and now Cuba is in a very good position and has a very good standard in education in the world. And after that, a few years ago, we created the system Yes I Can, Yes I Can. Of course, the name is enough to know what is the meaning. And we start to practice it in many countries, in Latin America, in the Caribbean, in Africa, and also in Asia. For us, this kind of program is a way of helping people is an obligation we have with society and with human beings. At the same time, it's an opportunity to learn. And we organize the program and adapt the program to the place. That is very important. I really feel very good to be here and to have this experience in Australia. I'm very happy that the first 10 are already graduated. I know they are very happy. They have been talking with me. They are very proud. And now simply they have to go on, like we have done in Cuba. We began learning how to read and write, and now we are scientists and people with a very high level of culture. I feel really very proud, very satisfied with what is happening I have seen today here in Wilcannia.
Glenys Marie Dutton was one of the successful graduating students, and she says the effects of the program were very positive, not only for herself, but for the entire Wilcannia community.
Yeah, well, I didn't know much about reading and writing when I was young. Went to school. No, that's good to do that there, I reckon, anyway. It's a good program to do if you want to do it. Hey, yes, you can. Anyone can do it.